Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
I think it's fair to say we're kind of foodies, right?
Yeah.
People like to go out to eat. People like to occasionally try new things. Certainly have our favorites. Even if we have a favorite, we like to try new kinds of our favorite, whether it's a pizza or a wine or a salad or whatever it is, right?
It's never a salad, but yes.
That's not true. I had a salad just a couple of nights ago. We tried a nice honey mustard salad,
yes.
Okay? So we do enjoy going out to eat. Uh-huh. We went to a very nice place the other night, had a very nice meal. We walk out, and there's a little table set up, one of these little makeshift plastic tables.
Mm-hmm.
And you know exactly what it is this time of year. It's the Girl Scouts.
Yes.
Now, I learned the other day, and I did not know this. I've known Rochelle now for 6 years. I did not know that you were a Girl Scout.
I was.
And you were a Daisy before that.
I was a Daisy and a Girl Scout, and I did really well in my cookie sales.
I said to Rochelle, I was a Boy Scout. She said, no, you weren't. I said, well, how do you know that? Maybe, like you, I had just never happened to mention it. Maybe I only did it for a short time. You don't know. She said, yeah, I do. You were never a Boy Scout, were you? I said, well, no, I wasn't. And I had no idea, because I was not a Boy Scout, that their deal is selling popcorn.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Not as good.
I think that the Girl Scout cookies are fine, okay? They're fine.
They're more than fine.
I think they're just fine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very happy that the Girl Scouts raise money, and it's a great organization, does nice things for little girls. I do think that.
Yes.
I don't think it's worth the money to go and spend $20 on a couple of boxes of cookies. And furthermore, you're not eating chocolate right now because of Lent. So if you do buy them, you're not going to eat them for another couple of weeks anyway. So
They're
just going to sit there on top of the fridge. So for all these reasons, I thought it was a waste of time, money, and effort.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
Yeah.
I purchased the cookies. I needed the cookies, and they can wait. They will not go bad.
Well, I guess we did see it on the way in, too, because you took the time to mention to the girl at the register while we're checking out, you know, I'm thinking of getting those cookies outside. And the girl, oh, yeah, they're so good. She goes, he thinks they're garbage. I was like, I did not say they're garbage. I just said I think they're fine. And I said, you know, the tiramisu or the cheesecake that you people make here at the nice restaurant, I'm sure it's higher quality. She goes, it might be higher quality, but it ain't as tasty.
It's true.
I'm just not on board on this whole Girl Scout cookie train.
Well, you're not a sweets person, and I am. And
I love a nice cookie.
But Girl Scout cookies only come out once a year, so when they come out, you got to get them. You got to have your stash for the whole year.
You can get 2 bags of the Walmart brand chocolate chip cookies
good.
For $5.
They're not as good.
And you're buying these cookies from some little 7-year-old. Now, what does she know about baking? I mean, I guess they're not homemade, but you know what I mean.
They're so good. You don't know what you're missing.
You know
never had them.
You know, yes, I have had them.
You had shortbread. That's not, you know.
That's not true. I had the grasshopper cookie, the one that's got the drizzle of chocolate on the top.
That's the grasshopper is fully covered in chocolate.
Then fine. That's the one that I think I had.
You don't know what you had. Did you have the Samoa with the coconut?
I just remember some office I was working at the time, the mom brought in her daughter's cookies, and I had a box, and they were fine.
They're delicious. You're missing out. I will fight you all day long. Girl Scout cookies are the best.
You know, not only did you make me look like a jerk last night.
Well, that's what you said.
Talking about this now, I know I'm going to get emails from people. It goes, yes, my daughter is a Girl Scout.
That's right.
I was a Girl Scout.
Uh-huh.
You're a horrible monster.
That's right. So send your link to me.
Thanks for that. Over a cookie. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. Your Boss app, real easy. Download that right on your phone and put it in your pocket. Off you go. Welcome to Tuesday. Good morning, America. It is March the 29th, 2022, of course. Another day filled with cash as we'll fire up that free money machine again.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we gave away almost $1,000. It's pretty close to it.
Yeah.
We're gonna try again today. See what happens. Up to $500 every time we pop it in. That means you can win over $1,000 every single day.
Wow.
Potentially. Right here, 107.1 The Boss. And this is not one of those deals with the app or anything like that where you get a text
right.
And it's, you know, some sweepstakes where you play again. You know, Ed McMahon is the host of it, sends you something in the mail. It's not like that. This is happening right here on The Boss, right here at our Neptune, New Jersey studio facilities, okay?
It'd be cool if we had Ed McMahon, though.
Yeah. Did you know that I talked to Ed McMahon on the phone once?
You did?
There's a story I don't think I've ever told you.
Why?
Well, I used to do a talk show, which I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing music. I was doing like a late night show on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to come on, and he called, he wanted to pre-interview and talk about what we were going to talk about. But then the interview ended up not happening because he got some sort of pneumonia or something. And then 6 months later, poor man passed away. It was like 2009, I think.
Were you guys going to talk about the big check?
I wanted to ask him, as you know, Johnny Carson is one of my heroes.
Yes.
So that's what I planned to ask him about.
Oh, okay.
But he put out a book called, he sent me a copy of the book. I have it. It's called, I think it's called Here's Johnny.
Did he sign it?
No, he did not. But his publicist sent me the book, but then he called and it was some California number and I did pick it up.
You have like his real phone
number? And I remember he opened the call with he was coughing on the phone.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
I said, hello? And he's like, is this Robbie? I said, yeah. He's like, Ed McMahon calling. I was like, oh, hi, Ed. And we talked for maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh.
Now we're going to speak here. Yeah.
So
okay. Now, did you get a copy? You know how grandpas talk like they go, did you get a copy of the book?
Yeah.
Yes, Ed, I did. So I did get to talk to him for a couple of minutes.
Aw. Too bad you don't have that on tape, though.
I was glowing. I asked my friend Danny about that.
I'm sure.
Because I went running down the hallway to tell him, oh, my God, Ed McMahon just called my cell phone. That was so neat. But then he didn't do the interview, so right. I don't have any.
Well, you have the memory.
I do have the memory.
You have the memory.
There you go.
And the unsigned book.
Well, I read the book was good. Yeah. See, he is a big fan of Leno, and you know how I feel about Leno.
Yeah.
See, Johnny, I think, thought Letterman should have replaced him, but he was a Leno guy.
Okay.
So anyway, there's some pop culture news from 30 years ago. Cool. Free Money Machine coming up later on today. Mm-hmm. We'll do the coffee break. This is the last week. This is the last couple of collector's mugs we've got from our friends at Dunkin'.
Oh.
So if you've been thinking, I'd like to call in, like to win one. And we often have people call in and try and just bamboozle them off of us.
Right.
Like, hey, I have an answer your question also. Can I get one of them mugs?
Yeah, I always send the name through to promotions. I don't know how many they have back there, though.
We'll do the best we can. But there's a reason these are limited edition collector's mugs. They're numbered and everything.
Right.
With your Dunkin' gift card inside. We'll do another one of those. One of the last four at 7:20 this morning. And, the food file. We'll fire that up. We get enough stories training this morning about food, not Girl Scout cookies.
You don't know what's in the food file.
No, you're right. I haven't. This is why Ed McMahon wanted to talk before
That's
the interview,
because
he probably had an inkling that I had no
you
idea.
You don't read your
I got
prep.
Nothing. So that's on the way later this hour. Talking about money. I dropped off my taxes weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very stressed about this because a couple of years ago I had a problem. And so I've been even more meticulous than usual about getting the taxes done. But having said that, I'm not a businessman. I'm not good at money.
Not a numbers person.
There are just some people I think are naturally good at saving money, that are good at getting deals, that are good at becoming, I don't know about millionaires or whatever, but I know a lot of people that just seem to like, you know,
they
make money. Yeah.
Well,
I mentioned my friend Danny a second ago. There's a guy, he'll play the stock market. And he doesn't have a broker, he doesn't know anything, and he'll make like $25,000.
That's crazy.
Crazy to me that a regular guy can just make $25,000.
Yeah, but how much is he investing to make the $25,000?
I don't know. There might be a guy showing up, break his kneecaps if he doesn't pay. I have no idea. But I dropped off the taxes, and then I don't hear anything. And then I get a call, and she says, do you have any deductions?
Mm.
And I said, well, I know since they put the new tax law through a couple of years ago, that it's not the same where you can write off.
Right.
Because I had a guy that I loved, and he had told me that the law changed, you're not going to get as many deductions. But she asked if she could see all the deductions that I got, whether it's whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. Have not heard anything for a week. I called her. I have emailed. I have not heard anything. So now I'm starting to get some. I mean, I know
you're
she's
anxious?
Busy. Yeah. I mean, she's got 3 weeks until tax day.
Right.
I get that. But now I'm starting to get the anxiety that something is wrong. That there's some sort of a problem.
So no. I think the opposite. No news is good news. So,
but don't you think she would have called me to question me about the...
well, no, because...
Because I printed out all our expenditures for the year.
You were pretty detailed. And
I do. I go through... I'm like the line item veto, like Congress.
You really did. You
with a highlighter.
Right. So my guess is she is doing everything that she can. If she doesn't have questions and she's not calling you, it means she's either working on it.
Should I stop in there? I mean, see, that's the thing.
No, don't be
that guy. I am a pest, but I don't want to appear to be a pest.
Yeah, don't be that guy. She'll get to you when she knows the deadline. She's got all your stuff. Don't be that guy or she's going to be like, you know what? Forget this deduction.
You think so?
I would.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and this is the way I think, too, is I figure if this person doesn't like me, she'll screw me, and not in a good way.
Leave her alone. Just leave her alone.
I know, but now it's March 29th, April 15th, or April 18th is coming. I'm nervous.
You've got plenty of time. She's a professional. She knows what to do. And if all else fails, you can give them to me, and I'll go on H&R Block, and we'll get you done.
We'll see that. No, we're definitely not doing that because she's got my materials. I'd have to get them back from her. Then she'd be upset, and I feel like she'd steal my Social Security number, enter it. It'd be double entered. Then I got guys showing up going, how about them kneecaps of yours?
Here's the good thing.
Yeah.
We're not one of those people who invest or has any money. So if there is one of those people who steals your Social Security number, they're not going to get anything. So you're totally fine.
Can you imagine if we did win like the old publisher's sweepstakes that Ed McMahon used to do? Can you imagine if we had $7 million? I feel like it would be, as exciting as it would be to suddenly be millionaires, it'd be nothing but a calamity.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but a trouble for the two of us. We'd try our best and we'd be those people on Cops like, I'm sorry, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. My cousin stole all my money and my truck.
Yep, that would be us for sure.
I think we're getting a little bit closer to finalizing where we're moving permanently. We've been talking a lot about our winter rental. This kind of got me thinking about it. Listen to this. Bill Gates has just purchased himself a $43 million bachelor pad.
Yeah.
And there's been some complaints to the homeowners association in his high-end neighborhood that his residence has become a total nuisance and caused other complaints from those living around him. It's outside of San Diego.
Why is it a nuisance? Because it's so big?
He's got a big construction project going. He bought a place already worth $43 million. He's spending... They don't have a price, but he's got all kinds of contractors putting on additions and building out the property. Apparently, he had purchased it while he was still married to the ex, Melinda, and paid $43 million right in the ocean. And so he's busy building it up. And
that's quite a bachelor pad.
They think he might actually just be looking to flip it. So
really?
Yeah.
What kind of profit are you going to make on $43 million? I guess it depends.
I
guess it's, yeah. But if his neighbors are already upset, are their houses smaller? Because that doesn't matter.
Well, I think they're talking about the construction and the, there's traffic on the road because they got the different trucks and the cranes and all that stuff because he's got all this going on. One neighbor says, they make a lot of noise. My baby can't sleep. Now, listen, if you're rich enough to live on the same street next to Bill Gates, such that you can hear the construction,
right?
I'm sure that your house is big enough that you can have your baby take a nap without Bill Gates bothering you, okay?
Get yourself a little white noise machine. You'll be all right. Turn on the fan.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't want to live next to him.
No?
I wouldn't want to live in one of those neighborhoods with all these kind of people. You get all kinds of problems. You'd be better off with salt of the earth kind of people living in a...
Sure.
You know, in a middle, an average Joe, middle class neighborhood. You deal with these are the kind of people that if, your dog walks down the street the wrong way, they're calling the cops, you know?
No, I agree with you. I also think it's probably an issue to have tourists come in and try to look for Star's home so you constantly have random people just walking around sort of looking through windows and you're like, hey,
you got that
get
going
out of here.
Too. When you think about it, Bill's house is like a giant windows just updating, updating. You know that circle of death you get from his stupid Windows program? Your computer needs to do an update in 14 minutes? Do it now? No, I'm in the middle of writing something. Oh, my God. Of course, I'm like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack moving into the highfalutin neighborhood. All right, we got time to squeeze in a little mom confession deal?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll squeeze it in. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, we search our socials. Then we get some moms talking about what they thought about hitting, you know? Will slapping Chris. You don't want your kids doing that. We share them on the radio just like this.
Selena McMantis said, my five-year-old requested a grape cake for her birthday, describing it as, remember when the dentist put the grape stuff on my teeth? I want my cake to taste like that.
Oh, he's talking about the fluoride, I think.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Ugh. Dana Lacey, 54, said, my five-year-old is convinced that she has a superpower. The superpower is she can smell ants.
I wonder what an ant smells like. Wow.
How do you discover said superpower?
It's like a Judy Blume book. Can you smell this ant?
Gavin Michael said, Confucius say, it doesn't matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Confucius say, after having kids, you're going to be f***ing late.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20. And remember... Don't slap another classmate, okay? Don't be like Will. Of course, we've been talking a lot still about Sunday night's Oscars. And I said, you know what we got to do is call our buddy Ralphie, who works on the weekends and does the Totally 80s show, because he's got another job where he's a reporter for USA Today, does all their entertainment stuff or a bunch of it.
Very
anyway.
Fancy.
He's very fancy. He's very famous. We love him. He's been our friend for a long time. And matter of fact, he was broadcasting from out in California the other day. A little hookup right from his computer on the air. So if you heard his show over the weekend, was live from L.A. I said, let's get him on, see what he saw, see what he learned out there. Ralphie, how you doing, buddy?
This was my first Oscars, Robbie and Rochelle. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, what a first Oscar.
Yeah.
They're not going to send me ever again, or now because of the ratings and everything afterwards, the Academy's going to want me out here every single year. I don't know which one it is.
Did we see any rating numbers yet? Do we know how the thing did? Was it up?
Nothing yet as far as the overnight. And, of course, don't forget here, I'm actually still on the West Coast as we talk right now, tying up some loose ends before I fly back east.
Okay.
So nothing yet. But, I mean, obviously, this is one of these moments, this whole Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, that really transcends any award show or any one night. And it's something we'll talk about for years to come.
I got to tell you, he was one of the people I mentioned. I said to Rochelle, you know, Wanda Sykes is funny, but she's not a, you know, super famous the way that Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, those kind of guys are, so, or Chris Rock. So I was kind of surprised that they didn't ask someone like Chris to host this year. But I guess everybody was buzzing that they thought Wanda and Amy and the rest of them did a pretty good job. And Regina Hall, right?
Yes, Regina Hall as well. I mean, the expectations, I think, were pretty low, too, coming off of a couple consecutive years where we didn't have a host. And look, there's been a lot of talk. The diversity word gets thrown around so much, especially when it comes to the Oscars. So to have three women, two women of color hosting, I think that was a big deal that people were fans of right from the get-go.
Yeah, that makes sense. But boy, it got overshadowed by this whole thing. Did you run into Will or Jada or Chris or any of these people on the red carpet? Because you were covering the red carpet the other night.
That's right. Yeah, no, I mean, Will Smith did walk the carpet with his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. We do know that she has a condition where she loses her hair, and some of the reporting we've seen, you know, basically it was her daughter Willow, who's become in her own right an incredible musician now, that encouraged Jada to, hey, you know what, why don't you go bald? I'll go bald with you as well.
No.
And it, you may have seen that if you saw the photo of the family at the Vanity Fair party the night after the Oscars. And so Jada did walk it, and she definitely did turn some heads with her look. And her and Will, you know, they seemed in a great mood on the red carpet. And really, up until, you know, a few moments after Chris Rock's joke about G.I. Jane 2, that's when everything kind of turned.
You run into anybody else that was memorable on the red carpet? Any of the interviews, any of the people stand out to you?
It's funny you say memorable, Robbie, because what sadly we don't remember about, especially that part of the Oscars telecast, is the fact that Questlove made his directorial debut with Summer of Soul, an incredible film. If you haven't seen it, I definitely encourage you to check it out. He makes his directorial debut, and on his very first that he directs, he gets an Oscar nomination and then wins.
Yeah.
And it's all overshadowed by somebody who, you know, he had from what I knew, it's a very good relationship with both obviously Philly guys, in Will Smith. And so that was disheartening. I felt really bad for Questlove and a lot of the other nominees and winners. I mean, mm-hmm. Look, we should be talking about CODA and what that has done for the hearing impaired and deaf community, and the fact that that was the little movie that could, and it wins Best Picture. I mean, there were so many groundbreaking moments and so many good things that should have been celebrated, but instead we're going to be talking about Will and Chris.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if anybody asked you what you were wearing, but you were looking pretty dapper on the red carpet yourself. I saw your Instagram there, bud. You look good.
Let me tell you something. I got to thank Mike, because, you know, I don't know if you know this. I sometimes, because I don't have a big time budget, believe it or not, for these things.
That's not what I hear about you. That's not what I hear about you.
Look, H&M and the Zara's of the world, they don't make like tuxedo jackets anymore. Thank goodness for my mother-in-law. She was able to track something down and have it overnighted to Hollywood. And that was the jacket that I was wearing last night, along with a few pieces I recycled. But you're a pretty dapper gentleman yourself, so I appreciate the compliment.
I'm rocking an Argyle sweater this morning, so I will take that compliment.
My gosh.
Well, thank you for giving us a little update, and make sure you listen to Ralphie's show Saturday nights. He does the 80s show, Totally 80s, Saturday night at 7. This past week it sounded garbled because he was broadcasting from L.A. and he cares more about being fancy than the show, but that's okay. That's all right. Zing.
You wouldn't see what I deserve
then. No. That's how much I love him. We only zing the ones we love. All right, Ralphie. Thanks for being on with us here.
Bye, Ralphie.
Thanks, guys.
I love that kid.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's a talented guy.
He's like literally better than half of the celebrity interviews we do. Like, I was more interested to hear what Ralphie had to say than the chef or the whatever. Wolfgang's mom. I don't know.
The big boss came down the hall after the show yesterday. He goes, who's the guy complaining about the restaurant business? And he's a Food Network chef. He's like, never heard of him. All right. Chef Sicarian. Man, we just have Ralphie on every morning.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. You just sit back, take your hands off. He's like autopilot.
He's so good.
It just goes.
That's why he's all famous and stuff.
Yeah. I have a modest budget. Okay, Ralphie. Okay. I mean, listen, he's not making budget from our show.
No.
But he makes some bucks working for the USA Today. If you listen every day, first of all, God bless you. Thank you so much, because we need all the help we can get, clearly, okay? But you probably know that we're not much for the celebrity gossip. Maybe we mention some birthdays.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a story here and there that we go, can you believe this nitwit? But for the most part, you know, if we do mention celebrities, it's like, you know, we talk about Ray Stevens from 1972. Like, Joe and I were talking about
yesterday. You talk about Ray Stevens.
He brought it up, all right? He brought it up. Talking about Perry Como yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that was someone's favorite song.
So we're not much for the celebrity stuff. Mm-hmm. But man, this story is just getting bigger as the hours go by from the Oscars the other night. The slap heard around the world between Will Smith and Chris Rock. I know you've seen this clip now. You've heard the story. And we posted, Rochelle came up with this grid of all the different celebrity reactions, the crowd reactions as this is going on, where Will is yelling, "You leave my effing wife alone," and that whole deal, right? You've seen the clip by now. And so we posted it. We got a lot of comments on this.
It's interesting.
I thought it was kind of interesting because when we first saw this yesterday morning, I was saying that I could see both sides. Mm-hmm. If I was Chris, I'd probably be up there being a smart aleck. You know, if I was presenting an award, that's the way I would make fun of people in the crowd, put the celebrities in their place, because the whole Oscar thing is stupid as it is, you know?
Right.
Let's celebrate all these famous rich people, you know? And on the other hand, I could see Will's point of view, because if anyone attacked you or my family, you are my family, but any member of my family,
protecting his wife,
I would lose my mind.
Right.
So I can understand that, too, especially if you've already got some stuff going on in your head, okay? So we get some interesting answers on Facebook.
See, as someone said, money doesn't buy class. And I think you're right, because whether you thought he was right or wrong.
You talk about Will.
It's interesting to say, you know, a man is protecting his wife. But did he need to go run up on stage and make a spectacle at that very moment and do that? So I think that that's really interesting, because, sure, you can see both sides. He's protecting his wife, but he's also being ridiculous and doing something so outlandish. And I think that that's where maybe some of the mental health issues could come in,
because I lost control. That's what it is.
Exactly. I mean, he was just so upset that he could not wait until a commercial. He could not wait until Chris Rock was done. He couldn't call him. He couldn't say, "Man, that wasn't cool." He ran up on stage and then proceeded to then scream from the audience at him. So I really do see both sides here, and it's interesting what people, you know, what people.
I mean, do you think it's possible that Will is just an angry drunk? Because
that's what we talked about. Once you have a drink in you, you loosen up a little bit, and maybe.
No, we did not see the show live. We watched these clips when we get here in the morning yesterday, but we did see a little bit of the red carpet. You know, because we're early risers, right? And I said, I can't believe they get these people there at like 5:30. The show's not till 8. Right. It goes till 11 o'clock. Right. You're just sitting around a lot. They bougie up at the table, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So maybe Will is just kind of an angry drunk. He's got some stuff he's agitated about anyway, and he just lost his cool, you know?
It really could have just been a case of losing his cool, because then he came on because he won the Oscar, and he talked about his character was someone in the movie. His character was someone who would also protect his family, and then he did apologize to Chris and just say, "I'm sorry," and he broke down in tears, and he hopes that he's welcomed back. So I do think it's just a matter of kind of losing his cool at that moment. But you also have to know, I mean, this is your job. Like, this is our job. That is his job, that night was.
Couple of comments here. Carol Ungano on her page said it was uncalled for, could have been handled after the show. Never put your hands on anybody unless you're defending yourself.
Right.
I don't know if I totally agree with that. Sometimes someone does deserve a punch in the nose if you can get away with it.
Okay. No, that's assault.
Yeah, it is, but doesn't mean they don't deserve it. And I can think of some people. If I could get away with it, I'd absolutely punch your ex in the face. There's a guy we used to work for.
I'm okay with
Would love to punch him in the face.
Yes,
you know?
You don't do that on national television.
No. Shelby Seekamp says it was definitely uncalled for, could have been handled more adult manner behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, our friend Tiffany Green, big super fan.
Yeah.
She says she thinks it was justified.
Yeah.
Joni says out of line. Guy named Ring Gentile. That's quite a name. Says, who cares?
And a lot of people were speculating that this was just a setup.
Hang on a second. You got a Joanne who's calling you out saying some of these people weren't there last night. This collage is fake.
Okay, well, to be fair, I stole the collage off of Twitter. I didn't make it.
So there's outrage about that.
I did not post my name onto the collage. I did not make that.
Teresa says horrific. I don't know if it's horrific, Teresa. I mean, obviously, shouldn't have hit the guy, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people kind of repeating the, the general theme of you could have handled it in adult way. Listen to this. Sure. Susan, she must be a nun or something. She goes, it was just a slap. It wasn't a punch. He's lucky Will didn't do more. Was it right? No. But everyone's making a huge deal out of a little smack in the face. It's a nun right there. Whacking you. Remember they used to whack you on the knuckles with the ruler?
I never had the ruler. But
oh, well, listen, I went to Sunday school. We were laughing, and Frankie and I are laughing in the back of the room. And their sister over there. Wham!
You know, flashbacks, huh?
Yeah, I did the old Will Smith on my knuckles. Thanks for commenting on the Facebook page, by the way. You can stay in touch with us anytime. Robbie and Rochelle on the morning page, 1071theboss.com, on any of our socials. Search us. Grab the podcast. If you can't listen in the morning, you miss something, you want to hear something again, you want to share it with friends, just search Rami and Rochelle on any podcast platform. It'll pop right up, or all of that right on our page. Again, 1071theboss.com. All right, time for Rami and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know to be in the know, from number five to number one. Number one, Netflix has announced they're doing their first NC-17 movie. This is what we used to call an X-rated movie.
Ooh.
It'll be called Blonde. It's a fictionalized account of the marriage of Marilyn Monroe and Arthur Miller, the playwright.
Interesting.
He's the guy that wrote Death of a Salesman. They were married for a short time, I think, right after she was with Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
There's a woman named Ana de Armas who's going to be Marilyn, and Adrian Brody will be playing Arthur Miller. I don't know of Ana de Armas, so I can't tell you if...
She was the newest Bond girl in the 007 movie.
Oh, we saw it, and I can't remember what she looks like, so I can't say what she would look like as Marilyn. But Adrian Brody looks kind of like Arthur Miller. So.
Yeah.
We were talking about this the other day. I've never understood the appeal. I mean, I understand. I shouldn't say that. I do understand the appeal of Marilyn, but that would never... I don't know why she is such the icon 60 years later.
I'm not a man.
It's like, you ever see a sculpture of Cleopatra and wonder, really? I don't get it. Maybe that's just me.
I think it's probably just you, if I'm being honest.
Well, you take history class and they talk about her. She's one of the great beauties of all time.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Who would you consider a great beauty of all time?
I mean, I'm sure there's someone walking around in the supermarket right now that's prettier than Cleopatra or Marilyn. I don't know.
Wow,
this is very woke of me, isn't it?
That's very nice of you.
I think so. I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I'm very nice. But it's going to be X-rated. I'm assuming we're going to get
some
pretty sexy scenes, huh?
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on Netflix. I don't know what more they can show.
I mean, they have straight-on porn going on
that's
Netflix.
That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Does that just show up for anybody? Like, if you don't set all the...
No. It does if you don't set up parental controls. So
you got to know to do that, or else your kid is on there watching Marilyn, right?
Yeah.
Yikes. All right, number two. Speaking of movies, Warner Brothers has released a five-minute deleted scene. This thing is really blown up, and there's fans already calling for a sequel. Still the number one movie.
Mm.
This is Batman and the Joker.
Oh, okay.
Because the movie, the villain is the Riddler, the green guy with the question mark.
Right.
But they did a scene with a guy with playing Joker. Joker's in prison in this scene.
Oh.
I know who he is. He's a nobody. Wants to be somebody. This is very upsetting to you.
Let's get back to him.
You're so much more fun.
I'm not here to talk about.
Ooh, that's creepy.
He's like Truman Capote a little bit, doesn't he?
Oh, a little bit. Okay. I see where you're going with that.
You know, it's all Batman movies are just echoey whispering, just mumbling.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. That conversation sounds like me at a dinner party where I'm like, uh-huh, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, I can't hear you. Can't hear. It's for a lot of ambient noise in this room. Can't hear you. Yeah, the dip is very good. Number three, two guys from South Carolina facing 20 years behind bars after trying to poison their boss by putting eye drops... like saline drops in his coffee. Apparently, there's an ingredient in most saline drops that lowers the blood pressure.
And
I guess the idea is that that's part of what makes your eyes stop watering. It relaxes your eye muscles a little bit.
Wow.
But if ingested, it can make your heart beat slowly and can kill you.
Oh,
apparently
my gosh.
Had no effect on the boss, and he was able to determine.
Just regular eye drops?
Yeah.
I need to take those before I go to the doctor's, because every time I go in, she's like, your blood pressure's a little high. Just take some eye drops.
Go. I'm ready to go now, doc. Number four, there's a pilot, 16 years old, in Europe, took off Wednesday trying to become the youngest person to fly around the world solo. This is the Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart. No one at the age of 16 has ever done this before. 19-year-old sister set her own record just 2 months ago. She is now the youngest woman ever to fly solo around the world. This kid would be the youngest pilot ever to do it.
Is he going to go alone?
Yeah.
At 16?
Here, I packed you some sandwiches.
Right. Yeah. My mom would
here's some Depends.
Right. My mom would let me go to my friend's house by myself when I was, you're going to fly around the world?
Well.
Wow.
Got to start them young.
I guess so.
I would think they have to stop to refuel and
oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. At 16 years old, that seems like a huge responsibility to put on a 16-year-old kid to be like, make sure you fill up.
You want to stop at Speedway and make sure you're ready.
Beef jerky.
Just some road snacks, you know? Notice how our whole takeaway about someone breaking the record for flying around the world is what will we be eating?
That's a long trip.
What kind of snacks will be on board, okay? And what's the bathroom cinch?
Right.
And number five, listen to this. A new male contraceptive pill has been found to be 99% effective in mice.
You are not the fire.
It could enter human trials by the end of the year.
They're giving birth control to mice?
I know. Just imagine you're paying $500,000 for some degree from, you know, Harvard Medical School or whatever.
Right.
So what are you working on? Well, me and my fellow physicians are... we're
crushing up the pill for the mice.
That's right. We're slipping it right on the mouse.
Oh, my. Oh, God.
Did you bring protection?
Nope, I'm on the pill.
Good job, Bill. Tuesday, celebrity birthday file. Here's a celebrity you've met. I talk a lot about some people I've run into. Yeah. Chris D'Elia.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He got into a little trouble recently. Weren't there some people saying he's a creep?
Yeah,
he's 42. Reporter Lara Logan, 54. Remember Xena Warrior Princess?
Oh, yeah.
She's celebrating today. John Popper from Blues Traveler. Supermodel Elle McPherson. Christopher Lambert. He was in The Highlander. And Sam Walton, the guy that founded Walmart. Oh, yeah, and Terry Jacks, maybe the greatest one-hit wonder of all time, Seasons in the Sun. Today is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Aww.
And National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day.
Okay.
So find somebody that's baking those up and go support your local mom and pop.
Yes.
Get her done.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, what could go wrong here? We're talking about reality shows. When you think about it, this is a reality show.
Yeah.
Because I think people might imagine that we just try to be funny and make you laugh. And I suppose we do. But 99.9% of what we talk about here is just weird stuff that happens to us.
Mm-hmm. We're just airing out most of our dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Not all of it. Because if you knew, I mean, if we had a reality show, you and I, let's be honest, it would be...
I mean, it would be exactly what we talk about here. We talk about how we went out to a restaurant and we didn't, weren't happy how we got treated.
Yeah.
Or we went out and we loved it and made friends with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had the, remember the two-finger handshake at a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
So just something as simple as that. I mean, we're basically the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Without
I'm Khloe.
Like, I think I'm Rob.
I think you're Bruce.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're pre-Bruce.
There you go. Okay.
You're the lovable glue that keeps it all together.
Can I be the grandma? I like her. She's the best.
Is there a grandma on the Kardashians?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Yes, there
is. I watched the show for a season or two. There's no grandma.
Yes, there is.
You're not calling Chris the grandma, are you?
No, Chris's mom is on the show.
Can I tell you something?
She's fantastic.
Nobody cares what we think about this, okay?
Well.
So we're talking reality shows today. If your life was a reality show, what would it be about?
Ours, I guess, would be about radio, right?
Well, yeah, it'd be following us around the adventures of radio DJs, I suppose.
And traveling and kids and
although
family.
I've always wanted to produce reality shows, and I keep finding people that we talk about here, people that go viral.
Yes.
Like there's a guy from New Zealand that's got a funny accent that, that harvests potatoes. That should be a reality show. You know what I'm saying?
Just about potatoes?
Well, not about potatoes, but about this guy that runs a potato farm in New Zealand, and he's a funny
guy.
But
how interesting is that? Because he's just a potato farmer.
He's a quirky guy.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Ah, look at this one here. Well, shuffling crocodile teeth, it's a potato.
See, you're missing the point of that, because what he does with his potatoes is make vodka. So now you've got the funny guy who makes vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
And he's also testing all the vodka.
So that would be a reality show idea. But a very reality show, and you were the star of it, what would the focus of the reality show be about? What would it be like?
Okay.
If they're a reality show involving your life.
I think mine would be about making complaint calls like every day to every company ever because I'm always having issues.
That sounds more like a podcast.
Ah.
You know, it goes on for 40 minutes and two people hear it. Sounds like a podcast.
That's fair.
So there you go. That's today's He Said.
He Said.
Your answer's coming up. Well, much like a reality show. This is already taking a downward spiral. So we're talking reality shows today. If your life or you or your day-to-day or your life in general were a reality show, what would it be about?
Megan said, my terrible decisions that always turn out okay in the end because of my amazing luck.
Well, that's just obnoxious, isn't it? I like those people called them with the motivational quotes the other day.
Well,
just keep it to yourself, all right?
She's very lucky.
All right.
Nicole said, working as a flight attendant, I have some stories that would make for an amazing reality show.
Now, see, there's an example of something I'm surprised hasn't already been a reality show.
That would be so fun to
Notice most of the TV shows are about police, fire, lawyers, doctors.
Sure.
You would think flight attendant / pilot would also be one of those things we'd see all the time. There's not scripted or reality shows about that, but that is a very unique job.
Or maybe it's glamorized and it's actually just kind of not as fun as you'd think it would be.
Fine, but I would still think that, you know, You're in a fuselage,
sure,
35,000 feet with a group of strangers. You would think that there would be a reality
there's
show.
There's got to be a lot of drama involved.
I wonder
with
if
that.
There's legal issues. You'd have to get everybody sign a thing to be.
But there's got
to
be with doctors too. I mean, you figure there's legal issues there.
I mean, they got people coming in getting pimple popped. You'd think
that's what I'm saying.
You'd think they'd be able to figure out how to do an airplane
well,
show.
Well, that is a good idea for a reality show. Is one about pilots and flight attendants.
Excuse me, I got the potbelly pig.
Yep.
I got the New Zealand guy with the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
I got the people that know each other because they dialed the wrong number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's who are the other people. Now I get the airline pilots.
Now you got the airline pilots. Okay.
I'm trying to keep my media empire in check.
Absolutely. Brent said, for a while now, I've wanted to make a show where me and some of my friends and maybe even a guest star get high and then genuinely try to review different restaurants. It'd be part food show, part comedy.
I think there is one with Seth Rogen and Dave Franco or James Franco.
Oh, does he do that?
Something pretty
he
similar.
He reviews restaurants while he's high?
They talk about stuff that they're, yeah, they eat and...
You just get to hear him laugh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Do we have the actual tape of Seth Rogen? See, not bad,
it's
right?
Pretty good.
Oh, it sounds like Elmer Fudd.
It's so good.
How about the guabits? All right, let's go to line two.
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say drama. It'd be about drama.
So you're the Kardashians.
You well?
It's worse.
You think Kanye's bad? You got no idea what goes on at her house.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's always something. Always something.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling to line three.
Well, I'm not... Personally, I'm not. I don't know if anyone would watch it because I'm not too dramatic. But I guess it would just be about going around my house fixing stuff. Cause that's mostly what I do.
Okay, you'd be like an HGTV reality show. I get that.
Yeah, like a handyman kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, like a real life Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. So your life's a reality show. What's it about? That's your he said.
She said.
We'll get a couple more answers coming right up.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking reality shows today, if your life were a reality show, whatever it is you do was part of a reality show, what would that show be about? We've had some weird answers today, I would say. This has been a little off kilter.
Henry said the show would be called Dreary Days, and it would be a show about a young man just trying to make it in this crazy world.
It's like a male Mary Tyler Moore.
Dreary days.
You're going to make it after all.
Gary said it would be a lot like Seinfeld, but only in, instead of me performing stand-up comedy, I would just watch stand-up comedy. All right.
Again, I feel like that's a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
There's a real difference here between reality show and podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when Paris Hilton did that thing with Nicole Richie? They went out
Which
to the
one?
Farm.
Yes.
The Simple Life.
Yes.
See, there you go. You take Paris Hilton,
uh-huh,
multimillionaire glamour model, and you put her on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a reality show.
It did excellent, too. I think they had like half a season.
Okay.
It was great. Jeanette said, I'm a chef and work crazy hours, but I do think it would be interesting for someone who's never worked in the restaurant business to see the craziness behind the restaurateurs.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there's
good one.
There's the Gordon Ramsay deal. I mean, that's a reality
but
show.
Yeah, but I think that's more about him being crazy. It might be interesting having worked at a restaurant.
Or the Restaurant Rescue. You had a friend whose dad owned a restaurant. Remember, was on the show and they come in and tell him, listen, you're giving people way too big a portion for way too small a price.
But here's the thing. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant knows that, like, any job, there's, like, a hierarchy. So, like, if you're the busboy, you're the bottom of the chain, the hostess is next, then the servers think they're God, but they're not really. But they'll treat you like they are if you're not a server. I'm telling you, there's, like, this whole thing. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant can tell you this.
I would watch that show. And then, of course, people date each other, right?
Oh, yeah, and they do crazy stuff in the back. They just do. Let me tell you.
Well, I would definitely watch that show.
See?
We got another line.
If you could feel the dirt on your car, go to DeluxeCarCareLLC.com right now. For just $85, you'll get everything you need to wash your vehicle anywhere with just 1 gallon of water. That's right, no hose. Give your ride a shine above the rest with the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit from DeluxeCarCareLLC.com.